Hi, I'm Amy Halloran, and you're here for another Food Diary. We are talking today on our Women in Grains segment with Dawn Woodward from Evelyn's Crackers in Toronto. Dawn, thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure, Amy. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. So let's tell our listeners a little bit about your business and your growth in regional grains.
Sure. So we started about 10 years ago. The business is primarily myself and my husband, also my business partner, Ed. And we started making crackers with local or Ontario grains and in the whole grain form. And since then, we have expanded into breads and other baked goods. And then on a more personal level, I've sort of become a whole grain, local grain advocate and have done workshops in the States and taught at conferences and even got to travel to England last year to talk about my philosophy on why local grains are so important.
And why are local grains so important?
So there's a couple of reasons. From just a straight up chef perspective, I have a cooking background. I just think the flavor of grains really have an amazing capacity to express terroir, especially when they're used in the whole grain form because the flavor is in the bran and the endosperm. Grains can have really distinctive flavors from area to area. Plus, when you're working with smaller farmers, they have a better ability to grow different varieties and multiple varieties. And then you're working with smaller organic farmers. A lot of them have a huge interest in heirloom varieties. And just like heirloom veggies, a lot of heirloom grains have really superior flavor. And then from a political perspective, I think local food is what gives us autonomy and gives us diversity and is environmentally sustainable, right? We need to preserve farmland. We need to support farmers. We need to be able to make food choices and not be at the mercy of these huge agricultural businesses that just want to feed us bland commodity crops that are destroying the environment. So there's many reasons to support local grains. But I think that one of the easiest access points is just straight up flavor.
Yes, it starts with flavor, and then it has this whole cascading effect back to the ground. Can you talk a little bit? I think most people have a hard time understanding what we mean when we say that when we talk about the commodity grain system and the limited choices that creates both for growers and then for chefs and bakers and everyone along the way?
Sure. So when you ask people about local food, you know, they can name all sorts of items that they can buy locally. And I would bet you $1 million that wheat is never on that list. It has been so centralized and commoditized and mistreated that it's turned into a bag of dead white stuff that's on every shelf in every market. And nobody has any idea where it came from, how it was processed, who grew it, right? It's just weird. So when you put the local back into it, suddenly you're talking about, you have a sense of place, a sense of history. Suddenly wheat takes on all kinds of dimensions, and it has flavor when it's used in its whole grain form, or even a higher extraction, right, when it's run through the stone mill and lightly sifted. It comes alive. It becomes food instead of just this weird white stuff that we make sweet things with or bad bread with.
Right. And you can populate that as a baker with literal people doing the milling and doing the growing all the way back to the field. So that's the difference that I see between a commodity, homogeneous undertaking, and then things that are really individualized. So
yep.
It's a little bit easier, or a lot easier, really, in using a heritage grain, right, to get
right.
some kind of identity going. Can you talk about the
yep.
relationships that you have with the growers and the grains?
Sure. So right now I'm working primarily with two growers. One is this woman, Shelley Spruitt, of Against the Grain Farms, and she is primarily focused on regional grains, different kinds of barley, some interesting wheats, and corn. And then the other grower I work with is Peter Leahy of Maryland Organics, and he grows primarily wheats with some rye and buckwheat. So I think my relationship with these two people is extremely important. One, they're both farmers who have a keen interest in growing different varieties and want to work directly with the end user of the product. So they want feedback. They want to grow different things. So to be able to work together and be like, well, yeah, let's try this. And where can we find seed? And, you know, doing little test bakes for them and getting feedback. It's really important. It just gives a huge sense of place and makes me feel connected to the food system.
Right, because when you were baking with products from a larger food system, you certainly never would have seen a grower or even a miller.
No, not at all. It's just coming in the back of a huge truck, right, being unloaded by the pallet.
Right. And in baking, you know, it's I was surprised as I researched my book, and people would say, chagrined, bakers would say with a big bit of shame, I never thought about my main ingredient beyond the bag. And that's not their fault. But a lot of attention is given to the craft and the methods. And it's only recently that we're beginning to look backwards to the craft and the methods that go into the grain production and the milling itself.
Right. Right. Yeah. So, but I've always felt that if you want to call something artisan, to me, that extends all the way down to the ingredients. So if you're making your bread with commodity, non-organic, roller milled white flour, I don't consider your product artisan. You know, I really draw a line in the sand at that.
Right.
You know, regardless of your technique and your background, you know, technique is great. But at this point, I think food is so political. The earth is in crisis. We need to be conscientious of how we're practicing our business on every level. And just to be focused on technique and mastery of something is, I find, sort of a conceited and very limiting notion if we're not part of the bigger picture.
Right. And you can really make an impact. In your sales of food, what kind of dialogues do you have with your customers about the sourcing?
All kinds. People, been at a farmer's market, people really come with a lot of their food fears. And because they know it's a slightly alternative place to shop, and you are right there behind the table for them to either engage with, or they can accost you. You get all kinds. But people just have a lot of questions, but a lot of it is based on fear and lack of information. And I'm really happy to engage, but part of me finds it kind of sad that we've somehow reached this state where people are afraid to put food in their mouths.
Right. And especially when there's so many more important conversations you could be having in your brief moments together.
Yes. Yes. It's really focused on individual diets and what they should be avoiding. And I had this conversation earlier today, actually, with somebody about people are still asking about GMO grain. And I mean, I'm absolutely against GMOs because of seed patenting and corporate ownership. But, you know, there is no GMO grain on the market.
Right.
Right. You can't. And plus, my grains are certified organic, and I do advertise that, and people still ask if they're GMO. So it just shows that there's just a really big disconnect. I also have really fruitful conversations with, you know, other customers who don't have so many dietary issues and can engage more about local or more about on a flavor perspective of like why rye versus buckwheat, or why am I not just using regular wheat? You know, so it does run the gamut.
So check out Evelyn's Crackers on Instagram for more info on that and to get mouthwateringly hungry by just looking at the beautiful creations that Dawn makes. Dawn, thank you so much for joining me. I'm really happy to hear some more about your work.
Oh, thanks, Amy. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to hear the podcast on all the podcasts and everyone you interview.
Awesome. Thanks, Dawn.
All right. Oh, thanks. All right.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in. This has been another Women in Grains Food Diary with Amy Halloran, Food Security Case Manager at Unity House.